In this part, you will hear a conversation on a new educational platform. As you listen, answer questions 1 through 10 by choosing the correct option A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. You now have 60 seconds to look at the questions.
Have you read the announcement about the new digital assessment policy starting next semester?
Yes, I went through it yesterday. At first glance, it seems like the university is trying to standardize assessment methods across departments.
That's what I understood as well. Previously, each department had its own system, which sometimes caused confusion, especially for students taking interdisciplinary courses. Still, some people say that this system tries to replace teachers.
I don't agree with them. Now they're introducing a centralized platform where all assignments, quizzes, and exams will be managed.
I noticed that too. The platform will not only host assessments, but also provide automated feedback for certain types of tasks, like multiple choice quizzes.
Right, but I'm not entirely convinced that automated feedback will be useful for more complex assignments, such as essays or research papers.
The policy actually addresses that. It says that automated feedback will only be used for objective tasks, while subjective assessments will still be graded by instructors.
That makes sense. Another point I found interesting was the introduction of timed online exams. Students will have a fixed window to complete them.
Yes, and according to the document, these exams will include randomized questions to reduce academic dishonesty.
That's probably necessary, but it could also increase anxiety among students.
True, especially for those who are not comfortable with digital platforms. Technical issues could become a serious concern.
The university seems aware of that. They mentioned providing technical support and running trial sessions before actual exams.
I saw that. There will be 3 practice tests for each course to familiarize students with the system. I'm sorry, it was 2 tests. I counted the actual test by mistake. Still, I think it would be enough to get familiar with the platform.
That should help.
Another change is related to deadlines. Assignments will now have strict submission times, and late submissions will automatically receive penalties.
Yes, the system will record the exact submission time. There's no flexibility. Unless the instructor manually adjusts it.
That could be problematic in some cases. What if someone has connectivity issues?
The policy states that students must report technical problems immediately, and they may be required to provide evidence.
So the responsibility is largely on the students?
It seems that way. On the positive side, the system will allow students to track their performance over time.
Now, listen again.
Have you read the announcement about the new digital assessment policy starting next semester?
Yes, I went through it yesterday. At first glance, it seems like the university is trying to standardize assessment methods across departments.
That's what I understood as well. Previously, each department had its own system, which sometimes caused confusion, especially for students taking interdisciplinary courses. Still, some people say that this system tries to replace teachers.
I don't agree with them. Now they're introducing a centralized platform where all assignments, quizzes, and exams will be managed.
I noticed that too. The platform will not only host assessments, but also provide automated feedback for certain types of tasks, like multiple choice quizzes.
Right, but I'm not entirely convinced that automated feedback will be useful for more complex assignments, such as essays or research papers.
The policy actually addresses that. It says that automated feedback will only be used for objective tasks, while subjective assessments will still be graded by instructors.
That makes sense. Another point I found interesting was the introduction of timed online exams. Students will have a fixed window to complete them.
Yes, and according to the document, these exams will include randomized questions to reduce academic dishonesty.
That's probably necessary, but it could also increase anxiety among students.
True, especially for those who are not comfortable with digital platforms. Technical issues could become a serious concern.
The university seems aware of that. They mentioned providing technical support and running trial sessions before actual exams.
I saw that. There will be 3 practice tests for each course to familiarize students with the system. I'm sorry, it was 2 tests. I counted the actual test by mistake. Still, I think it would be enough to get familiar with the platform.
That should help.
Another change is related to deadlines. Assignments will now have strict submission times, and late submissions will automatically receive penalties.
Yes, the system will record the exact submission time. There's no flexibility, unless the instructor manually adjusts it.
That could be problematic in some cases. What if someone has connectivity issues?
The policy states that students must report technical problems immediately, and they may be required to provide evidence.
So the responsibility is largely on the students?
It seems that way. On the positive side, the system will allow students to track their performance over time.